coming up on this episode of the Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise podcast.
And something else that you shared, which was found, you know, very interesting and informative, was what you should or should not do prior to, you know, taking.
Yes, I think that's very important, and I'm trying to get that out to as many people as possible, because, you know, it's a standard.
Welcome to the Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise podcast with Dr. William T. Choctaw, MD, JD, where the doctor helps you unlock your full potential by equipping you with tools and knowledge in the areas of health, wealth, and wisdom, anchored in his experience as a business executive, a physician surveyor for the Joint Commission, a former mayor, and over 50 years of experience as a general surgeon. You've got questions, he's got answers. So let's get started. Here's Dr. William T. Choctaw, MD, JD.
I don't know. And make that a podcast.
And as a matter of fact, I just hit the record button, but I should have did that earlier. I should have done that earlier, or just make it normal. So that we because that's good content there.
And yeah, I think it is.
That's how podcasting is done. You know,
it's
supposed to be a conversation. Yes, you can have structured A, B, and C. You know, there's a time and spot for that. You know, because either one of us right now could, hey, I'm going to share my screen of this. You know, and go down the line. Yeah, we could do that.
So how often do you check your blood pressure?
I check it every day, actually. You know, it's right there at my
in the morning or in the evening?
It's usually in the evening.
That's fine. But I would suggest it's vary it sometimes and see if there's a difference.
Okay.
But that's good, because most people don't check it every day. So the fact that you check your blood pressure every day and you're on top of it, that puts you probably in that top 10 or 20% of people who are doing the right thing.
Sometimes I'll bring it with me on the job.
That's even better, because now what you're doing is you're validating your database, the scope of your database, and you're increasing its reliability. You know, you can have a bunch of numbers, but if you do it the exact same time, the same place, it's limited. But if you do it different areas, then that certainly increases the reliability of that data.
And something else that you shared, which was found, you know, very interesting and informative, was what you should or should not do prior to, you know, taking.
Yes, I think that's very important, and I'm trying to get that out to as many people as possible, because, you know, it's a standard. You know, and somebody put that standard together, quite honestly. And I think the fact that it's a standard, which means that there's some research data behind it, at least it's something. It's better than having no standard, you know. And a lot of it is common sense, you know, like, you know, sit with your feet on the floor and don't drink caffeine right before you're going to take your blood pressure.
And into your bladder, which actually... For me, in my case, and maybe others have the same similar situation, okay, you're going to, like in my case, I'll go to Concentra to get my observation for my DOT. They want a urinalysis. So you have to have, you know, something in you to give them a specimen, you know. Right. So you're sitting there and you're drinking water, you know, unless you're already primed and ready to go. And then you're also trying to keep, you know, everything else calm, you know, and I'm a calm person anyway.
Right.
But that's mentally, you know, the
right. Body. And you can't control the environment that where you are.
What is the cortex up here?
The prefrontal cortex.
Prefrontal cortex is always engaged.
Right.
But the body is what it is. And so, right. So I'm sitting there doing that, and I was thinking of it when you were saying that, empty your bladder. I'm like, well, my bladder, when I'm in that situation, and I think others, when they're there to give a specimen as well, the bladders might be full.
Right.
But then there's the other scenario when you're on the treadmill and you got and they're doing, you know, an observation, a stress test.
Right.
You know, and everything is elevated there.
Right, which is why the most reliable blood pressure is at home. It's not in the doctor's office. It's counterintuitive. And that's what makes it so challenging. Like the techniques we were talking about, one was don't drink caffeine, smoke, or exercise at least 30 minutes before you take your blood pressure. Two, empty your bladder before the test. Three, sit with your back straight, such as on a dining chair with both feet on the floor. Four, rest quietly for at least 5 minutes before you take a reading. Five, do not move, talk, or text on your phone right before you take your blood pressure. Exactly. Check your blood pressure second time standing if it's elevated. So, you know, if we can get everybody just to follow those basic things, then we would be good.
Now, on the part of the standing there, if you're in the doctor's office, will they allow you to do that? I mean,
most times they will ask you to do that.
To stand and take
absolutely. Absolutely. If you go, I know Kaiser does. And I would think, and Kaiser may be ahead of like the average, you know, GP or whatever, or physician, depending on how long they've been in practice. But in general, they will ask you to stand immediately. And usually the nurse is the one that takes your blood pressure before you see the doctor.
Right, that's true.
But usually he or she will ask you to stand. And almost invariably, I think that usually is lower.
Now, to that point right there about the nurse being the first in, at least in Dr. Ty's practice, he'll come in and he'll do his own thing. They don't do it all.
Because most of us doctors who are old school were taught that you always validate it anyway.
Right.
You don't go by what the nurse says. You validate it. So that's what he's doing. And my own point is, and I used to do the same, my other point is that there should be a third validation or a second validation, and that's the patient, because that's the ultimate and the most important validation. Now, you know, the discussion that you and I just had for the last 5 or 10 minutes could be a podcast.
Well, it is. Because
we could just take that and say, and then so Jesse has a one-on-one conversation how he does his blood pressure.
Hey. So with those of you listening, yeah, totally transparent.
This is real world stuff.
This is me. And I'm still here, you know.
We could definitely put a plug in that. And it's interesting you mentioned that, because with the hypertension, we did a number of podcasts around hypertension. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to make that case today. It's really, really, really a big deal in terms of quality health, keeping people alive, giving them, empowering them to take care of themselves and the ones close to them.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So in terms of a theme, you know, that was sort of our theme for the last, 30 days or so.
Yeah. It was right on time, actually.
And we may do something similarly with anxiety, too, where we have the major presentation, but then we break it up into component parts that indeed are the podcasts.
That's excellent structure right there. Because
that makes it easy to digest. Yeah.
That's how Pastor Dockery puts together the themes for his sermons.
Is that right?
A month. He'll have a theme.
He does have a theme.
Theme for the rest of the month.
Right. Well, that's basically what we're doing here, particularly with some of this. But that's good. I think we're moving in the right direction. I'm going to let you go. You're 2 hours in already.
Ooh, boy. Well, at least I have a guy. Yes. I'll be coming in. Hey,
there you go. You know, sort of when I would give different talks to different hospitals on different subjects, whatever, I would always end early on purpose. Mm-hmm. And I would conclude by saying, I'm going to give you the gift of time, you know, and I would say, time is something that we can't make any more of. And I say, because you were here and we were here early or whatever, we got a lot done, I'm going to give you the gift of time. So today we're giving you the gift of time. Instead of 3 hours, it's 2 hours.
Right. Oh, and we've gone longer than that.
That's true. Hey.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise podcast with Dr. William T. Choctaw, MD, JD. Be sure to check out other great episodes covering areas of health, wealth, and wisdom at thwwp.com. And while you're there, be sure to check out the books, blogs, and other literature in your preferred format. And don't forget to leave a review, subscribe, share, and support the podcast. That's at thwwp.com. You've been listening to the Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise podcast with Dr. William T. Choctaw, MD, JD.